USA Radio News.
North Korea says it's conducted the second successful test of a hypersonic missile days after leader Kim Jong-un vowed to bolster his military forces despite pandemic-related difficulties. Wednesday's launch, the North's first known weapons test in 2 months, indicates the country will press ahead with plans to modernize its nuclear and missile arsenals rather than return to disarmament talks. A congressional effort hopes to dig deep and get to the origins of COVID-19. House Representatives Kathy McMorris, Brett Guthrie, and Morgan Griffith have announced the launch of a webpage on the Energy Commerce Subcommittee site for whistleblowers to contact them with information pertaining to the investigation. And retailer Walmart is set to hire more than 3,000 new employees in order to expand its home delivery service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Senator Rand Paul says he's off YouTube.
Republicans are starting to make moves to smaller social media sites after Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was banned from Twitter Sunday after multiple violations of the site's policies on posting coronavirus misinformation, according to Twitter. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul was the latest to make the move after leaving YouTube Monday. He explained why on Fox and Friends.
Everybody on the right complains about social media and their censorship. Do something about it. Let's quit. I'm no longer going to let some punk, some snot-nosed kid over at YouTube decide that a speech that I gave on the Senate floor is not appropriate.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lawrence Brooks, the country's oldest surviving World War II veteran, died Wednesday at the age of 112. Brooks was drafted in 1940 and served in the Army's 91st Engineer Battalion. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A German Shepherd in New Hampshire is a doggone hero and saves her injured owner.
A heroic dog found on a New Hampshire highway led police to its owner, who was ejected from a pickup truck at a nearby crash site on Monday night. New Hampshire State Police Officer Lieutenant Daniel Baldessare on NBC5.
Almost alerting them to what was off the roadway, which they discovered a truck which had been overturned with two gentlemen that were ejected from the vehicle.
A German Shepherd named Tinsley was spotted by witnesses on Interstate 89 in Lebanon. When a state trooper and a Lebanon police officer approached the dog, the animal darted northbound on the highway and crossed into Vermont. Driver Cam Laundrie talks about his dog's efforts.
She's my little guardian angel, you know. It's a miracle, you know, how she has that kind of intelligence and to do what she did.
From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Mayo Clinic is dismissing around 700 workers for failing to comply with a vaccine mandate policy at the Rochester, Minnesota-based health system. Employees had until Monday to either receive their first shots or obtain an exemption for medical or religious reasons. The Star Tribune reported the Mayo Clinic did grant most exemption requests. People come from all over the world for treatment at the Mayo Clinic. And the NFL is looking at possibly moving locations for the Super Bowl due to the rise in coronavirus cases. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.